cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
I'm going to introduce this. And by the way, before you do that, Joe, you had a match. So you could put Joe down for 200, and you could put a match down for Mary match Joe. And Anon matched Joe for 200. Also, there you go. And so, but you don't have Joe down. You got to put Joe down. There you go, man. He's just ignoring you. Joe, with what's been happening, and we've been telling people, the times that we're living in, these days that we're living in, are, well, I'm going to tell you, like the Bible said, it's the evil day. And we're seeing religious leaders, the religious leaders becoming more and more corrupt, not just the political leaders. Now, back in 2015 and then in 2017, the Pope came out and he made the statement that if we're going to have a one-world government, we have to have a one-world religion. And so, now everything this Pope is talking about is coming right out of Revelation 17, 18, 19, okay? And so then I remember here a couple of years back, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I heard him say it myself. He said that, humanly speaking, Christ failed. Christ failed at Calvary. So if Christ had failed at Calvary, what does that mean for the salvation of the church? It means there is no salvation of the church, Joe. And so, anyhow, I want you to listen to what you're going to hear, but the people's voice. And folks, now this is also a video, and when the Pope is speaking in Latin, it's being transferred into English, and I'm reading it. And boy, you really want to listen to this, because this is definitely a sign of the imminent soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. But go ahead and play it, Derek.
The world has entered dark and stormy times, according to Pope Francis, who says humanity must put its faith in World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, who is the man with the plan to restore nature to its position of primacy in the world order. According to Pope Francis, Klaus Schwab has emerged as a more important figure than Jesus Christ in the current era, because Jesus wanted to save souls, and Schwab understands that we need less souls. Pope Francis's comments have caused a storm in the Vatican, but should we really be surprised by his support for Schwab's Nazi-style eugenics program? As an agenda contributor at the WEF, Pope Francis is fluent in blasphemy, and is actively working to subvert the church and Christianity in general. This is the Pope who joined forces with Bill Clinton last month to announce that humanity must be urgently depopulated to save the planet. And this is the Pope who informed his flock that relationships with Jesus are dangerous and harmful. Breaking with centuries of Christian tradition, Francis sparked fears that he is an illegitimate Pope with a sinister agenda, when he told a crowd of 33,000 pilgrims in St. Peter's Square that a personal, direct, immediate relationship with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs.
Quante volte abbiamo sentito questo? Questo non va. C'è chi ritiene di poter avere un rapporto personale, diretto, immediato con Gesù Cristo al di fuori della comunione e della meditazione della Chiesa. Sono tentazioni pericolose. Sono tentazioni dannose.
As though that wasn't disturbing enough, Francis followed up by ordering Christians to stop bringing people from other faiths to Jesus and Christianity. And then he ordered his lackeys in the Vatican to proclaim that Lucifer is the god of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis is a Satanist hiding in plain sight.
Flamma Seius, Lucifer Matutinus. In venia Lucifer, qui nescit ocasum. Christus, filius tuus, qui regressus ab inferis, humano generis serenus illuxit, et tecum vivit et regnat in saecula saeculorum.
That's right. According to Pope Francis's twisted mind, Lucifer is Jesus Christ's father and the God of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis's inverted version of Christianity is confusing for many. However, the picture becomes clear when you understand who the pontiff is really serving. To quote French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, Pope Francis is a globalist bulldog who is loyal to the New World Order. WikiLeaks emails taught us that Francis was installed in the Vatican in a globalist coup orchestrated by George Soros, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And the globalist bulldog wasted no time repaying his globalist masters by repeating disturbing globalist rhetoric at every opportunity. In 2017, Pope Francis called for a one-world government and political authority, arguing that the creation of a one-world government is needed to combat issues such as climate change. Speaking with Ecuador's El Universal newspaper, the Pope said that the United Nations doesn't have enough power and must be granted full governmental control for the good of humanity. Disturbingly, world religious leaders are also beginning to come together as one to preach from the same hymn sheet, instructing their sheep to accept the components of the New World Order's One World Government. Now, Pope Francis is actively defying biblical scripture by working to create a One World Religion. Francis shocked the Christian world by hosting Islamic prayers and Quran recitals in the Vatican.
Pope Francis says he hopes his prayer summit with Israeli and Palestinian leaders at the Vatican will help bring peace to the Middle East. Francis says too many children have been killed by war. He says peace calls for the courage to say yes to encounter and not to conflict. Jewish, Christian, and Muslim prayers were offered in the Vatican Gardens. Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas both attended.
Christians around the world should visit mosques and praise Allah, according to Pope Francis, who led by example in his visit to Istanbul by entering the Blue Mosque, taking off his shoes, facing Mecca, and praising the Muslim God.
Walking into Sultan Ahmed Mosque, Pope Francis did as millions of visitors before him have done. He paused to take in one of the greatest masterpieces of Ottoman architecture. Guided through the mosque by Istanbul's Grand Mufti, this was the Pope concentrating more on religious affairs on the second day of his visit to Turkey. Both men stopped to pray towards Mecca. It was, for the Pope, a moment of silent adoration, according to the Vatican.
Then came the pagan ceremony and brazen idol worship on Vatican grounds. Somebody needs to remind Francis that the Bible says, "You shall have no other gods before me." But it's unlikely Francis would be interested. He is more interested in overruling God's word and eradicating Christianity in favour for what he calls Chrislam. In case you missed it, world leaders from a diverse collection of communities called for world unity at an interreligious conference in Kazakhstan last year. According to Francis, religious pluralism, which is expressly forbidden in the Bible, is an expression of the wisdom of God's will. Here is some of that story from the Catholic news agency. The interreligious congress in which Pope Francis participated this week in Kazakhstan adopted a declaration calling religious pluralism an expression of the wisdom of God's will in creation. The 35-point declaration was adopted by the majority of the delegates of the 7th Congress of the Leaders of World and Traditional Religions, September the 15th, in the capital city of Nur-Sultan. Pope Francis participated in the opening and closing ceremonies of the interreligious summit during his September visit to the Central Asian country. It's not the first time the Pope has encouraged humanity to accept the New World Order and all that it entails. In 2019, Pope Francis signed a historic covenant with leaders of the world's major faiths, pushing us much closer to a one-world religion, one of the major goals of the New World Order. According to the document produced by Pope Francis and published on the Vatican's official website, all religions must be considered equal, and Islam is as acceptable to God as Christianity. In reality, the call for a global government on one world religion by Pope Francis and other wealthy elites has nothing to do with lifting up impoverished nations or saving humanity. Such a government would instead guarantee global wealth inequality, global surveillance of the kind promoted by Klaus Schwab's WEF, and a world run by the exact corrupt interests who use the pandemic to consolidate wealth and power worldwide. Is Pope Francis the Antichrist? From the moment that Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio became Pope in 2013, prophecy experts took to the airwaves, claiming that the new Pope is Peter the Roman, the fulfillment of the prophecy of St. Malachi, and that Francis will be the final Pope and the end of the world. According to St. Malachi, an Irish saint who had correctly predicted the past 111 popes ahead of naming the 112th Pope, Peter the Roman would be the Antichrist. Doomsday fans have found ways to link each phrase to a corresponding pope through the centuries. That includes John Paul II, who is associated with phrase number 110, from the labour of the sun, because he was born on the day of the solar eclipse and was entombed on the day of the solar eclipse as well. Benedict XVI, number 111, is supposedly glory of the olive, because some members of a branch of the monastic order founded by St. Benedict are known as Olivetans. Then there's number 112. According to St. Malachi, in the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will nourish the sheep in many tribulations. When they are finished, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. So, how does Peter the Roman link to Pope Francis, who was born in Argentina? His parents were Italian immigrants from Rome, and his birth name contained the name Peter. One theologian, Michael K. Lake, is quoted as saying that Catholic and evangelical scholars have dreaded this moment for centuries. The world is now at a tipping point with a fierce battle raging for the soul of humanity. The globalists and their technocratic dreams of totalitarian rule threaten to consume humanity and destroy civilization as we know it. It's clear whose side Francis is on, and we haven't even covered the paedophilia scandal that is rotting the Catholic Church from the inside out. We should keep a very close eye on this Jesuit Pope during these pivotal years. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the agenda of the globalist elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team.
Alrighty, there you go. And here, not only was the Pope pushing, but many of the apostate Protestants were promoting this Chrislam too. And so we're seeing that more and more. That's another part. And in this, now, what you just heard was actually a video. It was the audio part of a video. And in that video, you saw the Pope in the big mosque, in that huge mosque, and you saw him bowing down and bending down to worship Allah. It was right there. I mean, it was in film. And then you also saw there on the Vatican ground, they had set up a statue of some kind of Native Indians, and the Pope was out there bowing down to worship that too.
Folks, we need some imprecatory prayers, because that is about as Antichrist as you can get, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And the Antichrist.
Right, it is. And let me tell you, there's a lot of, I've talked to a lot of good Catholics that are, they are fed up. They realize, and they're telling you, this guy is the Antichrist, but it's not just him. It's the Protestant religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, the apostasy, this whole thing coming together, with Chrislam as the one world order, where you've got the apostate Jews, you've got the apostate Muslims, you've got the apostate Christians, you've got them, the Hindus, they're all coming together and to worship the Antichrist. That's happening now. And we're here to tell people about it, and we're here to
show you. Just like God said it was going to happen, folks. Again, another prophecy being fulfilled, only this time in your front of your very eyes.
All right, Brian in Canada pledges 70. Thank you, Brian. Folks, right now we have approximately 45 minutes or 35 minutes left, and then we'll have another 10 minutes. We'll be here to midnight, so we will be here. We'll have another 45 minutes, and right now we need $4,500 to make our goal. We have to have $100 per minute from now until the end of this radio program. to make a goal so we can stay on the station you're listening to us now. And it's a battle to do that. And these times right now when people are more scared. But others saying, you know what, now, you know, what's the use in all this money? Speaking of money, did you see, Joe, now that over 3,000 banks have closed now here nationwide recently? Here, there's a major article by Jim Hoffman, the Gateway Pundit. Major financial institutes seem to be accelerating a trend that many conservatives find alarming, the closure of physical bank branches, and over 3,000 have recently closed in this country alone. Boy, have you heard anything of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Nope, you don't even hear it much. There was a few closures mentioned on Fox Business News, but not to this extent. What they're doing is, you know, they closed, in one case, they closed 2,000, but only like a few, you know, 500-600 started up. But they're closing them. Most of these closures are in these major cities where there's crime, the liberal cities. Most of the Bank of America closures, California. So it's kind of like they found out that the brick-and-mortar services are less acceptable to the black Americans. They said a huge percent, 14% of black Americans didn't have a local branch, a local bank. So it's one of those things that part of it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, the banks don't want to be in the crime-ridden area, you know, just like the other businesses.
All right, I got to jump in here and give that number out. It's 888, because the lines aren't, they're not ringing, folks. 888-281-1110. Now, Joe, you made a pledge, and you had two matches, so I'm going to make a pledge, too. Doers of the Word Church is going to pledge $1,000. We're going to pledge $1,000. And so I'm looking for, but I need about three other matches on that $1,000. Actually, three and a half matches. So we pledge $1,000. Derek, get her done. So there you go. Doers of the Word, $1,000. I'm looking for some matches. Now, Joe, we were talking about here when Iran is saying, look, it's not going to assist Hamas anymore if Israel will promise not to bomb and not to attack Iran. Now, there's something you haven't heard anything about at all over the mainstream media. You've seen all of these missiles, like they had like 35,000 missiles that they were going to, Hamas has to fire into Israel. But you notice that Israel's been knocking them down. Well, Israel has a new weapon, Joe. They have a new weapon that they're using. And now, and I don't think the opposition, Hamas, understood. They knew that. And because remember how they've been taunting, how Russia and that have been taunting these new supersonic missiles that they have that are so fast.
Right.
They travel.
They've been just trying to scare the world. We've got something you don't have. Yeah.
Well, Israel and the United States now also has something that, now those missiles that Russia uses are five times, they travel at five times the speed of sound. But there's something else that travels much, much faster than that. And that's what Israel has. And do you know what that is, Joe?
Well, there's ultrasound, laser. There's two or three things that travel faster.
The speed of lasers travel at the speed of light.
Right.
And Israel has this new weapon, and the United States has it, too. It's laser technology. And it's been very, very effective in bringing down Hamas's missiles. And I don't think they expected that. And now Iran has seen the effectiveness of that, too, themselves.
They've seen what's happened with the airstrikes. But one thing I wanted to bring out tonight, so many people are feeling sorry for the poor Palestinians. Well, there's two or three reasons, but one of the big ones, people don't remember, but there's a thing called the Wayback Machine. It's called the Internet. Poll backed by the Palestinian Center for Public Opinion, 2014. 89% of Palestinians supported terror attacks against Israel. Remember, Hamas got in power because there was an election, and the people let the Hamas run in the election, and Hamas was voted in by a legal election of the Palestinian people. And if you look at these polls, almost 90% supported the firing of rockets from Gaza at Israel, and on and on and on. Then there was another poll I found in 2021. 68% of the Palestinians supported the continued attacks on Israel. The people voted Hamas in. The people by 89 or 70%, depends on what year it took the survey, the poll, wanted them to continue the attacks on Israel. So the people there kind of asked for it. You get the government that you elected, right?
All right. Right now, these are the people here. Now, again, I wanted to go back to, remember, you're hearing these people like Joe Obama, Biden saying how, and people in the Congress, so-called congressmen, I'm thinking of, that's that fellow's name, Nikki. Anyhow, all of these people, Joe, well, you've got Jerry Nadler, Chuckie Schumer, you've got that, I'm trying to think of some of these others there that would tell you, yeah, we're supporting. Now, listen, these people are thick as thieves, Joe. They're thick as thieves with burn, loot, and murder. They're all thick right. as thieves with Antifa. They're with the NAACP. They're thick as thieves with the squat. Harvard Law School came out. And all of these people, and they're all as thick as thieves with George Soros. They're all backing that. Now, again, I want people to try to really think clear on this. Joe Obama, Biden, and the Democrats gave all of that money. What was it the last time? This last one, was it $7
billion? $6
billion. Or $6 billion. Now, and then before that, they gave, what, $500 million?
Something like that. It was a huge amount.
That was given to the to Hamas. Basically, it went through the Palestinian, what he called, but it went to the Hamas. So here he's arming them. He's giving them
authority, which basically turned it over to Hamas because Hamas runs the government. So,
right.
You know.
And so now, but they're trying to convince us that they're really. They really have Israel's back.
Yeah.
If I was Israel, I wouldn't want them behind me, would you?
No, because you got to remember, Antifa's come out. They've been behind, supported the Palestinians, BLM. There's several. I've got at least three articles here, BLM siding with Hamas terrorists who slaughtered the children. There's the Chicago affiliate posted pictures glorifying the terrorist paraglider, different things like that.
All of these people belong to the Democratic Communist Party.
Party, exactly.
They all belong to the Democratic, right.
If these are the people that elected you, then these are the people that you support. So all of a sudden they're acting like, oh, we're on Israel's side. No, they haven't been most of the time. Remember, they were with Obama when he didn't want to move the capital to Jerusalem where it belongs?
Exactly.
Chuckie Schumer, all these same people didn't want that to happen.
Now, here you have the Clintons. You have Hillary. Remember Jezebel? And remember who Ahab was? He was the king of the Jews, supposedly, right? Mm-hmm. And Jezebel. Now you have Hillary. And Hillary, of course, In that clip we just played there, they had Hillary in there, along with Obama in that meeting with the Pope. And it shows you their meeting with him. But anyhow, think about this. These are apostate Jews. These are what the Lord Jesus said that those that say they are Jews but are not, they're the synagogue of Satan. You got Jamie Raskin, Jerry Nadler, Chuckie Schumer, of course Hillary, and none other than George Soros, Marky Zuckerberg. These people, can you trust them to do what they say? Would you want them to have your back?
A liberal Jew? No. Because all of them belong to that synagogue of Satan. They're all about killing babies and supporting the liberal left and the One World Order and the Green New Deal and getting rid of our energy that saves our civilization. No, I don't trust a single one of them.
And so now you have, as he was mentioned there before, as the Pope was promoting Chrislam, what American leader, religious leader, was out in front, besides Obama, supporting Chrislam?
It was the one that wrote the book, You Didn't Need the Bible, You Used His Book.
Rick Warren. Rick Warren says, yeah. You don't need the Bible, you've got his book, right?
Right.
And so
he was giving Bible studies. That's the first time I heard about it. Somebody had invited my wife to a Bible study and said, oh, you don't need to bring your Bible. We're using somebody's book. And she looked at me and said, that didn't sound right. And I go, no, don't go. And she said, I wasn't going. It didn't sound right. And it was a Rick Warren thing where we're going to use his book, not God's word. And it was like, uh-oh.
And so many people fell for that. I mean, a lot of people fell for that. We tried to warn them, and we did warn them. And then, in fact, I went to a pastor's meeting one time, and there was a number of these pastors that were getting started in this 40 days.
Yeah, we've got a business model now. We don't need a cross on the building
right. Because
it's a business.
And I told him, I said, I can't believe you guys. Have you lost your mind? Open your eyes. I do not believe you. So one of them said to me, well, if God is not in it, why is it prospering so? And I said, well, if God is not in it, why is Hugh Hefner prospering so? And they kind of had a look on their face like, yeah, that's a good question too. And so, but we showed you, we really went and showed you how, you know, what Rick Warren was doing was right from the pit of hell. It was, this is apostasy. But it wasn't just others. Other pastors picked up on it. John MacArthur and R.C. Sproul also picked up on that right away, and they went after it. And so, of course, we were out front first, and we got them. But it's amazing because biblical literacy today, I've never seen a time in this history of this world that we'd be so much biblical literacy. It's unbelievable. All right. Norma in Illinois pledges 100, and Carl in Cleveland pledges 500. Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Carl.
Carl, yeah. We need a lot more calls coming in.
All right, yeah. We need to get... I need a couple more pledges to match me. 1,000 to match my 1,000. I need a couple pledges to match Carl's 500 and a couple to match Norma's 100, because we already had two to match Joe's 200. And so if we can get a few of those, we'll have it. So there you go.
Maybe for an incentive, well, let's see, we only got a couple of minutes. I've got a big story to tell. You know how everybody, I'll do it after the break, but everybody's talking about how it's the Jews' fault that they drove the Arabs out of Palestine. That is one of the biggest lies. It's untrue. And after the break, I'll tell the listeners just why that's not true.
Well, you know, Palestine's in the Bible, Joe, but did you know Palestine? Palestine's a city. And I always wondered about this nation of Palestine, because I figured if there was a nation of Palestine, we'd have found that in the Bible, huh?
It wasn't. Remember, the land of the Philistines.
Yep.
It's not the same as the Palestinians. They were not a people. You're right. It was a little city, and it was part of the Philistines.
And God wiped the Philistines out completely, but
the
people that dwelt in the city...
Because they were eliminated.
Right, but the people that continued to dwell in the city, not a nation, it was a city. Like Gaza, like Simon, they were cities, okay? and like God and Sidon. We talked about that. In fact, they were all cities of the plain.
Yep.
And so it was not.
Well, another big story to tell, too, that goes back to 1948.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this, and you can tell it.
It feels so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth. But it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died.
All right, we're back. And, you know, folks out there, listen, all of you tonight that have given, made a donation, anyone who's made a donation of $25 or more tonight, you're eligible to one of our DVDs, not DVDs, one of our CDs with that song. That's the most popular thing we have next to the Red Book is those CDs. We've sent out thousands and thousands and thousands of them over the years. So, all of you that have pledged tonight, just when you send in your check or if you pledge by credit card, just call 440-338-1367 and say, this is Mr. Smith, and I pledged tonight, and I paid by credit card, but I'd like that CD, and make sure we have your phone number or your address, and you'll get that. That's one of our CDs, the Heartfelt Songs. Or which, you know, we have, most all of these have at least 18 or 19 of the favorite songs that people order. So, anyhow.
Let's give that number again, 440-338-1367.
Or it's 440-338-1036. One of those two numbers, 440-338-1036. Now we need to, we have Gail in Massachusetts. Well, Mary, Sister Mary pledges grace, pledges 200. Gail in Massachusetts pledges 200. You got two more pledge matches, Joe.
Wow.
And then Terry in Minnesota pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we need some more matches for my 1,000. Come on, folks. We haven't had one person match my 1,000 tonight. Is there one person out there that will match old Pastor Ernie's 1,000? Come on.
Or a church or a group, something.
Right. We're not doing this for the money, believe me. We're doing it because the cause is a righteous cause. Is not the cause righteous, it is a righteous cause, and we're in this.
All right.
None
of us take any money. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure, and
our own money.
Donations go to pay the bills. Nobody benefits, but it pays the radio airtime.
And all I'm doing is getting older doing these programs all these years. And so 888-677-9673, but it's the Lord's work. And when the Lord sends you out, you better go, huh?
And you know, so I tried to argue with him once long ago, and I lost, so I quit trying.
Yeah, that's the way it always ends up, Joe. 888-281-1110. Will you match my 1,000? Will you match Joe's 200? Will you match Carl's 500? Again, 888-281-1110. Give us a call. We're waiting.
We can only keep stations that pay for themselves. We cannot keep a station that isn't able to pay the radio bill. That's the simple truth.
Yeah, because we will be here to midnight, even though we'll be off the air here in about 15 minutes, but we'll be here to midnight, so we definitely need to hear from you at 888-281-1110. Now, don't go into too long a story, Joe, because I got to give the numbers out. We got to keep the phones.
I'm going to make a long story real short. Back in 1948, the world powers that be were going to divide up the Holy Land and give everybody a share. The Arabs did not like it, did not want to share with any part of the Jews having any part of the Middle East. They wanted the Jews gone. This is 1948. And I've got quotes from, this is from the Emil Gori, secretary of the Palestinian Arab Higher Committee. The fact that there are these refugees is a direct consequence of the act of the Arab states in the opposing the partition and the Jewish state. The Arab states agree upon this policy unanimously, and they must share in the solution of the problem. Basically, it says, the Arab state, which had encouraged the Palestinian Arabs to leave their homes in order to be out of the way of the Arab invasion armies. They were going to invade, conquer, kill the Israelis, drive them into the sea. They failed to keep their promise to help these refugees. They promised the people if they left their home. This is from the Jordanian newspaper, February 19th, 1949. We would return them, or if we can't, we'll find you a home. The Arab nations did not take one of these refugees. They sent them back into Gaza Strip, into Israel. They didn't keep their word. And I've got four or five of the like things. The 15th of May, 1948, arrived. On that day, the Mufti of Jerusalem appealed to the Arabs of Palestine to leave the country because the Arab armies were about to enter and fight in their stead. The Cairo Daily newspaper, 1963. On and on and on. I got a lot more, but gives you the idea. The truth is the Arabs told their people to leave. They were going to come in and kill all the Jews. They didn't want to compromise and let the Jews have any of the land there in the Middle East. And then when they lost the war, they did not take a single Palestinian back to their homelands. Any of those surrounding Arab nations did not take a single refugee. And to this day, they still haven't taken any refugees to Jordan, any of the other countries around, left them all there stranded. So whose fault is it we have the Palestinians locked in Gaza? The Arab nations, the nation of Islam.
Well, absolutely. The Palestinian people are not the enemy. The Palestinian people, they're the victims, and Hamas could care less about the Palestinian people. They rule by fear.
They did elect Hamas. Remember, they elected Hamas to be their leading, their people.
Well, look, it was Daddy Bush. It was Daddy Bush. It was Daddy Bush that pressured Israel to give Gaza, the West Bank, over to the Palestinians. Now, Hamas, Israel started Hamas, just like Obama started ISIS. Israel started Hamas to deal with the PLO. And look what happened. It came back to bite them and it bit them big time.
The Palestinian Liberation Army, but it was still, they were the first terrorists and ones to fight back.
Right. And so here again, it was Daddy Bush that pressured Israel into giving them that. And it's not the Palestinian people. Look, some of the best Christians in the world are Palestinian Christians. I met with a number of them. I went to one of the Baptist churches. Joe had been bombed 14 times, 14 times. These were some of the strongest Christians you ever want to meet. And they're, the Palestinian Christians were doing, they're in Israel. They're surrounded by everyone. They're persecuted by the Jews. They're persecuted by the Muslims. It's just those are the people that.
And they're brainwashed by their leaders. So, they're constantly brainwashed. So that's been that way for a couple generations.
They're motivated. The Hamas motivates them with fear. Okay. It's like what's happening with these ads they're running here on Issue One. They're fear mongering. They're saying
right.
They're running false, completely, totally lying, liberal, lying, false ads, talking about if unless Issue One is passed, then abortion will be outlawed, women will die and back out. All of this, the lie is absolute. Everything they're saying are absolutely false and absolute lies. But, they're running these commercials, they're spending all of this dark money coming in from California, coming in from New York. Coming in here, it's all about killing people and making money killing people and disfiguring people.
A lot of it's from liberal Jews. In fact, just to back you up on what you said, same thing goes for the Palestinians. The Jordanian newspaper, April 9th, 1953, one sentence. For the flight and fall of other villages, it is our leaders who are responsible because of their dissemination of rumors, exaggerating Jewish crimes, describing them as atrocity in order to inflame the Arabs. By spreading rumors of Jewish atrocities, killing of women and children, they instill fear and terror in the hearts of the Arabs in Palestine until they fled, leaving their homes and properties to the enemy.
Well, I know because we've been reporting on this now for 50 years. Yep. All right, Nella in New York. Nella in New York pledges 200. Thank you, Nella. Folks, we are running out of time.
We remember our history lessons, don't we?
Yeah, we are running out of time, and we are way, way short of our goal yet tonight. And we don't have much time. We'll be here till midnight. We'll be here till midnight, and I'll know in a minute how short we are, but I know we're very short. All right, right now we need about 2,200. We're 2,200 short of our goal. And so 2,200, and we have about 16 minutes to be here. So we've got to do more than $100 a minute. So the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We still haven't had anyone match my 1,000. We haven't had anyone match my 1,000. Can we get one person or two people to match? All we need is two people to match my 1,000. Okay, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Remember, Joe, we've been here for the 50 years. We've been reporting on all of this stuff over the years, and we remember, and I've seen so much of the propaganda and how what is called the mainstream media has degenerated into where, I mean, they... You know, they've gone so far away from Huntley and Brinkley, you know. I mean, there's always been some propaganda, but not nearly like it is today. Whatever George Soros tells them to say, they will say, period.
Well, look at Ilhan Omar put out a thing on the Internet. She posted the image of these, and she said there were these Jews that killed all these children. And her response, the massacre by Hamas was showing these children dead, wrapped in white, lying on the floor. But she called it 614 Palestinian children murdered by the Israeli IOF forces. She lied. The image they posted was of dead children, but they weren't killed by the IDF. They were children killed by a sarin nerve gas attack back in 2013 by Bashar al-Assad, the dictator of Syria. So they used that picture of all these dead children and claimed that they were murdered by, you know, the Israeli defense forces. So you see, right now they're doing it clear to this day. She stood there, put this up on the Internet, lied to the entire world, and she hasn't apologized, and the Democratic Party hasn't turned on her, calling her a terrible liar, trouble instigator. She should be kicked out of office for that kind of horrible lie, lying about 614 dead Palestinian children. That's past the pale, isn't it?
Well, it is. And Joe, but here's the important thing. Look, again, America and Israel are standing in the shadow of a holy, a just, and a very, very angry God. God is holy, and a holy God must punish sin. And folks, again, this is why we're trying to tell you, you can't let the opposition bring God's wrath, because God's wrath is going to come upon this nation. Believe me, you haven't seen it. America's been spared. America's been blessed because there's been some good people. Now they're not. We've got one political party that is entirely, completely corrupted. Everything that God calls abominable, everything, they embrace abortion, they embrace sodomy, they embrace pedophilia, they embrace bestiality, they embrace lying and killing, and everything, again, that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. You've got the apostate preachers out there coming on television. These are fake preachers. These are ministers of Satan himself from United Church of the Antichrist. And so here's what, you know, here is why we're trying to tell you. We're pleased listening to us. Unless this nation repents and turns back to God, you're going to see what's happening in Gaza. Maybe nothing to what happens here. You better be prepared. But again, at least give it everything you got. Get out there and stand against this ungodliness, stand against this unrighteousness. We've got to stop here in Ohio. We've got to vote no, no, no on issue one. You've got to tell everyone, this is right from the pit of hell. Our sewers have run red. Our sewers have run red, nation to nation, with the blood of innocent children. And listen, if Abel's blood called out to Cain, how loud do you think the blood of all those innocent children, what kind of a sound do you think that's making in the ears of a holy God? Folks, think about that. We're trying to tell you. All right, we have Rosetta in Michigan has matched my pledge of 1,000. Thank you, Rosetta. And so right now, we need $1,200. We're $1,200 short of our goal. And we have 11 minutes. 11 minutes to raise.
We could have quite a few people pledge $100 or a few plus 205 will be there. We ask you to prayerfully consider. We're not asking for ourselves. It's so we can pay the bills and keep bringing you the voice of the Christian resistance. And like we make it quite clear, we're not doing this for the money, and we're not doing it to be popular, because we make more enemies than we do friends. And I've always said, don't judge me by my friends, judge me by my enemies.
So I'm never going to get my Learjet. What's his name's got three of them.
Kevin, no, you're not probably even going to get a Piper Cub, boss, but, you know, hey.
Oh, well, I can't take it with me, can I?
Nope, you can't take it with you.
Okay, is the cause a righteous cause?
It is extremely righteous cause. Working for the Lord, being the watchman on the wall, we're doing what he told us to do.
All right, Sarah in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, Sarah in Michigan.
Thank you, Sarah. We need a lot more of those donations. That's our bread and butter. That's what's kept us alive for all these years, the smaller donations.
All right, yeah, we need, I need, if I can get one more 1,000 and one more, if we can get, match my 1,000 to match your 200, Joe, we'll have it. We'll make it for the night, which we need. It's going to be a tough week. I can see that already. Here,
well, times are hard out there. Bidenomics is killing people. They're having trouble. They can't come up. If you look at some of the figures, they are having trouble paying rent. A lot of the jobs look like, oh, jobs are way up. Why? People are working two jobs to keep their head above water. I know three or four families where they're, you know, one person's working at least two jobs to keep the family together.
You know, can you think of any lie that the mainstream media would not tell when if George Soros told them to?
Probably not. I don't think I could think of one.
Andrea in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Andrea.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. We've got a match for the 500.
Yep. Oh, there you go. And Judy in PA pledges 30. Thank you, Judy.
Judy,
we're
yeah.
We're closing in. Okay, how much time do I have, Derek? Okay, oh boy. Okay, we're down, Joe. We're down to 2 minutes. I got to say this, folks out there. Thanks for what you've done. We'll be here again till midnight. We're still short of our goal. I don't know. I think we need about. I still think we need about $700 or $800.
Like that.
Okay, so we're gonna be here till midnight. If we can get $100 a minute, we'll make it. But remember this. Here's the important thing. What we said earlier. Folks, we're standing in the shadow of a holy God, and a holy God must judge sin. Jesus said, repent or perish. Repent or perish, okay?
Perish.
And so, folks, how do you repent? It's more than just saying, I'm sorry. You need to run to the battle. Jesus said, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. This is the time. We're either gonna run and win this fight, or we're going to wish we had. We're going to wish we had. And so don't let our children
your
pay the
children,
price.
Your grandchildren, there's a whole nation at stake. In fact, you know, and a lot of souls.
Joe, I can honestly say.
But we need to get back to the nation we were, the nation under God.
Right. Joe, I can honestly say in all of these 50 years here, I've never given it anything less than my best. I can honestly say that, folks, and without trying to boast or brag, we have done that. Can you do that? We need. Do you want to hear those words? Well done, my good, and faithful servant. Now's the time to run to the battle. All right, how much time? All right, we're there, Joe. Rosemary in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Rosemary. Until tomorrow, I want to say good night. God bless, and always, always keep fighting. The fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.